This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, before we get to the people, very, very simple question. Yes, the Wings have lost two in a row. Yes, it was a high stick. Let's move on. The point is,
but the ref swallowed the whistle.
I know. Just
power play.
It's a yes or no deal. Do they have to make a move by Friday? You were in the same position last year. Yzerman recoiled. Do you got to make a move? And if so, what? Now, I gave Kenny an assignment. Kenny, I want to help you with said assignment. Hot off the presses of Kenny's favorite website, NHL.com. I'm just going to read you the players. I'm not going through this, 10,000 words per guy. Here are the players, according to NHL.com, that your favorite team could get at the deadline. Are you ready?
All right, let's go.
All right, under the goalie list, this is where Kenny and I are going to puke our brains out. The venerable John Gibson.
Every year. It's like death and taxes and John Gibson at the deadline,
right,
baby.
I think he's been on at the deadline. He's in year six of his eight-year deal. In five of the 6 years, he's been available at the deadline.
Deadline.
We don't want John Gibson, correct?
No.
All right. What about Dan Vlader?
Vlader,
Darth Vader. You want him?
Eh.
Anton Forsberg.
No.
Out. Why? Did he insult you? Did he look?
No, he's a career backup.
Give you a dirty look? Okay. Ivan Provorov.
Defenseman.
Columbus.
Don't mind it. We need help on the blue line.
Now, here's your thing.
That is getting bigger on the blue line, factually.
And here's the key. Mm. Expiring contract.
Yep.
Last year of a 6.75 AAV, he's 28, and he's had at least 25 points in each of his nine NHL seasons.
So rental, add just some size. Yeah, I'm in.
Here's the problem. He's a Blue Jacket. They just beat you twice.
Yep.
They're competing with you.
I don't know that they're going to make that trade with you.
Okay. David Savard.
No, out. Too old.
Okay. Kenny hates old people. Now, here's one. I heard you were very mean to Stoney. So listen. Here's one. This is an oldie but a goodie, Reed.
Mm-hmm.
This is a name Kenny and I really were excited about. This is a very mean individual. I give you Radko Gudas. Again.
Yes. In. All in.
I remember this.
He's a mean, nasty guy that looks like he could be my cousin.
1 year left, $4 million. Not an egregious AAV.
Nope.
Anaheim blows. Any interest?
Absolutely.
All right, so we got Gudas. Mario Ferraro. That wouldn't be Ray Ferraro's kid,
nope,
would it?
No,
okay,
no, no,
then. Mario Ferraro.
No.
I say yes. He's Italian.
Okay, yeah.
That's
sure,
my scouting
yes,
report.
He's Italian. Great.
No to him. All right, Carson, what is this? Susay?
Carson Susi?
Yeah, I don't mind
that.
Yeah. Why? What's he good at?
You know, it's funny because he'd be good in your middle six. You just need depth. This team has no depth. With Andrew Kopp being down and with Petrie obviously being a hole in the wall and Justin Hull literally being a hole in the
mm-hmm.
wall, is you need depth.
Here's another name always, always, always you hear. There's a pair of Sabres always. This is one. Bowen Byram.
Yeah, absolutely.
You would.
Young, talented, good.
What's cost?
You're probably dealing with actual draft capital that matters. You're probably looking at a first or a second.
Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Any fear that he plays with Dahlin and somehow that has kind of upgraded his status? You're playing next to a very good player.
No, his status was upgraded when he got drafted. I believe he's a very high draft pick.
He was. He was top 10 pick.
Yeah.
All right. Other possibilities. I'll rifle through these. Anything? Now, this would win the name award. I've always loved this guy's name. Rasmus Ristolainen.
That was a name that I was going to bring up. He would be a great defensive defenseman for this team.
Flyers yes. going to pack it in?
Absolutely.
Okay, they're done. Connor Murphy.
Yeah.
All right, let's go forwards.
All right, let's go.
Help me help you.
Okay.
Because this guy's going to be John Tavares 2.0 when we lose him for nothing.
Oh, Brock Nelson?
The Brock Ness monster. Brock Nelson, New York Islanders.
He'll land somewhere. Might as well be here. I don't have an issue with it. And yes, you will be very much in pain seeing him in another jersey.
It is what it is.
Kenny, don't worry. He'll get a quarterback. He'll be fine.
That's Thank right. you.
Yes.
Trent Frederick.
Yeah. Very mid.
All right. Rickard Rakell.
Rickard Rakell. Eh, again, same cap.
All right. Nick Bjugstad.
Bugsy.
Okay, you don't get to call him that. You're not friends with
him. He's Bugsy. No, I'm not on Bugsy.
Out. Ryan Donato.
Don't mind it.
What's cost?
Not that much. He's a depth player.
Okay, but again, so that would be bare minimum.
That would be bare minimum. I think that my favorite name that you've put on this list is Rasmus Ristolainen. And if you really want to get crazy, you told me make-believe land, unrealistic pie in the sky. Go get Mikko Rantanen. Go do it.
Yeah,
they're going to deal him, and I'm not sure why. I don't know what's in the water over there, but they're going to deal him. And
look, the whole point is this. Like, a guy like a Brock Nelson on an expiring, and everybody in the world apparently believes he's going home to Minnesota this offseason. Would Brock Nelson interest anybody? Would Raslav Gudas interest anybody? I just, there's a million names, and we can't go through every one. But yeah, they got to do something. Fair?
Yeah, they have to make a move.
I got to ask Kenny about one more guy, but he's talking to a hockey elite, and it's a guy I think Kenny likes.
Go ahead, Kenny.
Brandon Tanev.
Yes.
I know you're a big Tanev
yes,
guy.
Yes, in. Anybody with the last name Tanev, bring him in. Chris Tanev, Brian Tanev.
Okay.
Bring him in.
All right.
I love Tanev.
Out of control. Okay, then. 248-539-9797. David, I'd love to hear some ticket texts. We'll get to the Hockey Elite momentarily.
Yeah, someone really says, I want Cousins from Buffalo, but I really want Brady Tkachuk. Read a couple things that Ottawa might want to move him. That is from Mike.
Wrong. Wow. You're wrong. They're not going to trade him.
Yeah,
he's the heartbeat of that team.
Dude,
There's no way
he's been the captain since the day he got drafted.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't see that.
He'd be a good rat, but they're
Plus,
not going to move off
They're not
him.
Doing that deal with you.
No. Not at all. I would like to see the Wings add two proven veterans, a forward, maybe Steven Stamkos.
Hold on. If they at the deadline added Brock Nelson and Gudas, what's the problem?
There's no problem. Solid A-minus trade deadline.
So is that the kind of deadline that Red Wing fans need?
I think yes, that solves two of your problems.
That's Steve doing something, not waiting on the kids, and realizing the time is now.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. I wanted to see if that was Kenny's dream scenario.
What about Connor McDavid?
Listen. I don't know if you ever heard of this guy. Have you heard of this Mario Lemieux character? Very productive player.
Timo Solani, bring him over here.
Great hair.
Jamie Langenbrunner. All right.
David, go ahead.
Not to be an alarmist, nor bring the name Millen into the mix, but Steve hasn't gotten us into the playoffs yet. He may be in Millen territory. He needs to go all in now to save his job.
No, I don't think any of that's true. I think you can say it would be a black mark if they didn't do anything and backslid and missed the playoffs. Like, you would be in a space entering year 7 of Yzerman where you're like, you know what? A, not special. B, now heat is on.
What exactly do you do?
Oh, the Bob's Office Space. Go ahead, David.
If I'm not mistaken, Yzerman should be in a better position this year. There's cap space. We have more prospects to move. If he doesn't do anything, then I have to assume there is no urgency to win. Is that correct? More cap space?
Yeah. No. Yeah, he's right. I feel I'm turning into Don Draper every time I think of that's what the money's for, Steve.
But you never say thank you.
This is your job.
Yes. You give me ideas and I pay you money. Great scene. Good reference by you.
I thought you were going a different way with that.
Wow. Okay.
I thought you were going a different way with
that. No, certainly not.
You know,
David, go ahead.
Thank you. We already missed out.
That was a hoop.
Right. Seeing people get all bent out of shape about that.
Say thank you. Do you own a suit?
Well, I mean, candidly, how do you go to the Oval Office and you're wearing? Give me a break. The guy had a couple of jobs. Honestly, I mean, it's not even politics at this point. It's common sense. Wear a suit. Say thanks, even if you don't mean it. Sign the paper and eat the lunch.
Unless you're an internet millionaire.
Uh-oh. On that note, we already missed out on Lindgren. I'm just a casual hockey fan. So can we get possible names that we can acquire? Cousins is the name that he wants, he says.
Dylan Cousins. Again, the two Sabres are constantly linked with the Wings. What's the cost of acquisition of Dylan Cousins?
Probably a mid-round draft pick. I'd go do it right now.
Yeah, like, see, at what point do the picks not matter? Not in an F them picks way, but in a whole, like, why that it's going to stress you out to deal a little bit of capital and bring in a guy like a Dylan Cousins or bring in an expiring Brock Nelson. Like,
I would have argued last year they shouldn't have mattered at the deadline, but that's just me expecting more from my GM.
How dare you?
I know. Bad person.
You should be grateful for what I'm not sure. 248-539-9797, and we go to the people. Next, do the Wings need to make a move by Friday? Kenny Gott says yes. We've given you a grand list. You tell me what you think and what you want.